AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Midnight Mass in Bethlehem, the leader of the Catholic Church in the Holy Land, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, tells worshippers,
"Despite everything, we have to express joy, because Christmas is joy."
Charles Della Desma reports it's again a subdued scene in the city.
Celebrations in biblical town Bethlehem, revered by Christians as Jesus' birthplace, are usually attended by thousands of people from around the world. But this year, Bethlehem prepares to mark its second Christmas under the shadow of the war in Gaza. There are almost no tourists. So Bethlehem's Christmas celebrations will be somber and muted, in deference to the ongoing war, explains Mayor Anton Salman.
Always the message of Bethlehem is a message of peace and hope. And these days we are also sending our message to the world, peace and hope, but insisting that the world must work to end our suffering as Palestinian people, to end the occupation.
There'll be no giant Christmas tree in Manger Square, no raucous scout marching bands, no public lights twinkling, and very few public decorations or displays. Since the war in Gaza began, tourism to Israel and the Israeli-occupied West Bank has plummeted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Violence has erupted in the African nation of Mozambique after the country's highest court confirmed the ruling party presidential candidate as the winner of the country's disputed October elections. At least 21 people have been killed. President-elect Trump says he'll vigorously pursue capital punishment once he takes office. This after President Biden commuted the sentences of 37 of the 40 people on federal death row, partly to stop Trump from pushing forward their executions. The major storms producing dangerously high surf and flooding threats along California's central coast, and on Hawaii's Big Island, Kilauea, one of the world's most active volcanoes, has been spewing lava into the air for a second straight day. No homes threatened. This is AP News. It may come as a Christmas surprise for football fans, but it won't be under the tree unless that's where your TV is. Shelley Adler explains.
Just like Thanksgiving, football fans will be treated to NFL games on Christmas Day, but you will need a Netflix subscription to watch them. The streaming giant will have one of its biggest days since the site launched in 1998 when it airs two NFL games for the first time. Pittsburgh will host Kansas City, followed by Baltimore against Houston. And for fans in those cities, they'll be able to watch on regular TV on CBS. Hopefully things will go better than a fight in November on Netflix, when according to the website Down Detector, nearly 85,000 viewers had problems with outages or streaming leading up to and during the fight. I'm Shelley Adler.
Game time 1 p.m. Eastern for the Chiefs and Steelers, 4:30 Eastern for the Ravens and Texans. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.